This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. With less than a week until Election Day, President Donald Trump and Democratic challenger, former Vice President Joe Biden, are making their last pitches to voters. Trump has been holding rallies in Arizona, a key Republican state that he won in 2016. He told one crowd of supporters that a Trump victory will revive the economy and end the coronavirus pandemic.
We will deliver record prosperity, epic job growth, and a safe vaccine is coming very quickly. You're going to have it momentarily. That eradicates the virus, and we're rounding the turn regardless. You know that. We've got the vaccine. I say regardless. They'll say, well, maybe you don't. We have it. Great companies. And quickly ends the pandemic.
Biden voted and then received a briefing in Wilmington, Delaware on the pandemic from several health experts. At a news conference, the Democratic presidential nominee said he won't avoid reality and the hard work that will be needed to end the viral pandemic.
We will start on day one doing the right things. We'll let science drive our decisions. We will deal honestly with the American people.
More than 71 million Americans have already voted ahead of next week's election. That is more than half the number that voted in total in 2016. The CEOs of Twitter, Facebook, and Google faced some tough questions at a Senate hearing Wednesday for alleged anti-conservative bias in the company's social media platforms. Lawmakers of both parties are assessing the company's tremendous power to disseminate speech and ideas and are looking to challenge their long-enjoyed bedrock legal protections for online speech. You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. This is VOA News. France and Germany both announced new measures Wednesday to combat rising cases of the coronavirus, with French President Emmanuel Macron announcing a new nationwide lockdown beginning this week. In a speech to the nation, Macron said the new measures, which start Friday and last until December 1st, will mean people will have to stay in their homes except to buy essential goods, seek medical attention, or to exercise for 1 hour daily. Restaurants, cafes, and shops not selling essential goods will have to close for at least the next 2 weeks. Earlier, German Chancellor Angela Merkel announced new restrictions to fight a resurgence of infections. Effective November 2nd, private gatherings will be limited to 10 people from a maximum of two households. Restaurants, bars, theaters, cinemas, pools, and gyms will be shut, and concerts will be canceled. The moves come as both nations are battling an increase in the number of coronavirus infections. Eight people have been charged with conspiring to work on China's behalf in a plot involving threatening letters and the use of night vision goggles to surveil and coerce a Chinese family to return to their home country to face charges. All eight defendants in the case are charged with conspiring to act as illegal agents for a foreign government. Assistant Attorney General John Demers says that all eight defendants in the case are charged with conspiring to act as illegal agents for a foreign government.
The five defendants the FBI arrested this morning on these charges of illegally doing the bidding of the Chinese government now face the prospect of prison. For those charged in China and others engaged in this type of conduct, our message is clear. Stay out.
The alleged plot was known as Operation Fox Hunt and Operation Skynet, and court records show it took place between 2016 and 2019. Its goal was to target Chinese nationals living in foreign countries and to intimidate them into returning to China to face charges. Azerbaijan and Armenia accused each other of killing civilians by shelling cities in and around Nagorno-Karabakh on Wednesday in an escalation of a month-long conflict over the mountain enclave that has defied three ceasefires. The worst fighting in the South Caucasus for nearly 30 years has raised fears of a wider war. It also poses a threat to pipelines carrying oil and gas from Azerbaijan to world markets. Stocks plummeted on Wall Street as surging coronavirus cases in the United States and Europe threatened more business shutdowns and the lagging economy. Investors are afraid the worsening pandemic could scare away customers and sap business profits. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.